Chapter 1. 29 October 1967. Near the Cambodian border. If any day is a good day to die, this must be one. The NVA gunner watches and calculates as the enemy come into focus. He turns to the three men at his position. They are coming. Armed with AK-47s, RPGs, and claymores, the others nod. Down the irrigation ditch to the gunner's right and left, other men are alerted to the approaching enemy. The gunner rejoices that the enemy is walking into the shorter section of the L-shaped ambush, the section manned by his platoon. The rest of the reinforced company, elements of the 165th NVA Regiment, held positions occupying the longer section of the ambush. The veterans of the 165th want revenge. The gunner is a 2-year veteran of the fighting, initially up north out of Laos and now Cambodia. He has killed before and will kill today. He and his machine gun are one. Many of the comrades to his right and left are less experienced, largely unproven, but eager to fight. "We shall soon know," thinks the gunner. He does not fear the enemy, but respects their tenacity. He must strike first by surprise and take out the nearest man. Once the first man goes down, the enemy is briefly paralyzed. And it is in that short window of time that his gun will impose its will on the point element. The claymores positioned in the rubber trees will punish the foolish men who come to aid their fallen comrades. The Americans' predictability will be their doom. Once the commander fixes the ambush positions, the gunner spoons out an indentation running out from the ditch deep enough to conceal the machine gun's bipods. The muzzle hovers just above the ground, making it hard for the enemy to spot until they are well within the kill zone. "When I fire, stand and look for the closest enemy," the gunner instructs the three soldiers in his gun crew, "and kill him. Look then for the next one, and kill him." The point element continues its slow approach down the rows of rubber trees. The soldiers of the 165th show discipline as they await the signal to spring the ambush. The 165th had suffered significant casualties 3 months earlier in a fierce battle somewhere between Quan Loi and An Lac against elements of the enemy division they are again facing. The replacements are a mix of seasoned and green soldiers, and everyone knew the stories. Some of the junior officers are commanding for the first time. The gunner wonders about the enemy's battle experience. How experienced are the men near the point, the squad leader, and the platoon and company leaders? The gunner knows that the battle will be lost if the enemy reach the irrigation ditches. The regimental commander directed the ambush to spring from the irrigation ditches rather than the jungle line, which the gunner favored, 80 meters to the rear. This directive would trap the gunner's platoon, so their lives will depend on stopping the enemy short of the ditches. He knew the only way to accomplish this would be to inflict carnage upon the point element, causing the enemy to retreat and regroup. Soldiers to the left and right of the gunner wait anxiously for him to spring the ambush. The other platoons also wait, some of the men regretful, others joyful that the enemy is moving toward the short side of the L-shaped ambush. Once sprung, they will deliver maximum firepower to the enemy's flank, thereby reducing the options available in counterattacking their comrades. A surprise strike with overwhelming firepower against the enemy's flank will inflict heavy losses. While the enemy is disoriented by the ambush, the NVA infantry will move forward to close ranks. The 165th had learned this lesson the hard way. They understand that when the mortars, artillery, and gunships arrive, the closer the Americans are, the better their chances of survival. The gunner locks on to the man moving down the rubber tree row that feeds directly to his waiting gun. The gunner observes men coming down rubber tree rows to the left and right of the one in his gun sight. He looks for the soldier carrying what the enemy calls the M60 machine gun and spots him 3 rows to the gunner's left.